After That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hoi hoi.
Wow, you sound super enthusiastic. And...
hoi hoi!
Hello.
Much better. Hi, Chris. If you're a long-time listener, Danielle, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides. It can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is... always speak in rhyme, or... don't quite hear right every third word someone says to you.
I'm sorry, was that last one a sentence?
I'm
yeah,
sorry?
It was. Like,
what the shit
don't
was that?
Quite hear okay. right every third word someone says to you?
Yeah.
Were you trying to speak in rhyme for the second part of that?
Yeah, that were you trying to show us what it would be like to choose that one?
God.
Yeah, I was giving you a live demo. Yeah, so everything you say, you gotta speak in rhyme. And that doesn't mean that you can just use one word answers. You gotta rhyme. And the other option is every third word you don't hear.
Wait, it's just mute?
Yeah. It just disappears. I mean, it could be replaced with like or like a honking or something like that, or maybe like a sucking noise. But
like a turkey warble.
Yeah, but you're not going to hear that word.
Can you demonstrate both of these so that we can get a clearer picture?
You know, I was never really good at freestyle rapping. Now I'm feeling all this pressure.
Okay, so we understand.
M&M. Yeah.
The topics.
Yeah, that's just Chris trying to cause problems.
I'm just trying to stir shit up. It seemed like a fun thing to do. What's up?
I knew you were going for that by the hesitation in your voice.
Yeah.
So
no,
if we choose the rhyming.
Yeah.
Every sentence has to rhyme with the one directly preceding it, or like, can we every other? Like, what's the format of this poem?
I mean, you can do whatever would seem to be appropriate if you're speaking, you know, poem style-y. I mean, everything doesn't have to like it doesn't have to be line that ends with an A sound followed by line that ends with an A sound followed by, you know, it can be every other line as long as it's, you know, it's gotta have a rhythm. You gotta be able to dance to it.
I'm sorry?
Wait, you have to be able to dance to it?
You know, I mean, how are you feeling about iambic pentameter? Let's have a discussion about that. No,
God,
no, I mean, it can be like an A4-line verse format. You know, whatever works for you. It's just got to be clear that if you don't make every line rhyme, it has to be clear that you're speaking in a format in which you're attempting to rhyme. You can't try to be slick and just, oh, well, I just happened to pick two rhyming words. No, it's got to sound like you got a rhyme going.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And on the other side, every third word.
You just don't hear it.
Is this in conversation or all speech?
Give me an example. Are you thinking like television or...
Yeah, I'm thinking like I am listening to this podcast, enjoying the wonderful entertainment that the three of us put together and give to the world for free. And do I only hear every third word?
No, I think to make it more equitable, it's got to be in conversation.
Okay.
Because otherwise it seems like it would be a pretty clear choice. Like now all of a sudden, everything that you do, you miss the third word. You can't really enjoy a movie. You can't enjoy a podcast. You can't watch, you know, that dude in the White House make a fool of himself. You know, that sort of thing.
So here, just a sec. I'm going to open a piece of mail and just read it and just, like, put a honking noise instead of every third word and see what it sounds like.
Oh, who's the mail from?
Oh, it's from my bank.
Oh.
Oh, this will be great to put on the internet.
Oh, look, good. It starts out with my last name being the first honk. Dear Joshua Honk, your certificate honk, deposit CD honk, date is honk. If you honk, submitted instructions honk, how you honk, ally bank honk, handle your honk, at maturity honk.
Okay, we get it.
You don't honk to do honk more. There you go.
I think he just wants to talk like that instead.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to waste my time rhyming. I'm going to do this honking thing.
Did you guys understand what that sentence said?
Yeah, it's time to renew, give them instructions on what you want to do with your CD.
Okay. So
I
seemingly
didn't get that.
So then seemingly that wouldn't be, once you got used to it, that wouldn't be that bad.
Well, I mean, I think you can pick up a certain amount of stuff from context, but what if you're, say, in an argument with a loved one?
Well, I mean, there's going to be a percentage of words that are important ones that you miss.
Yes, there
but
are.
Of those important ones you miss, there's going to be a high percentage of the time you'll be able to figure out what it was.
Possibly.
Here's a question, Danielle. Am I better at rhyming? If I choose that one, am I better at rhyming than I am now?
No.
Because right now, I'm about as good as rhyming as a cow.
Yeah,
who goes pow.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my fucking Christ. Seriously? I'd have to find things that rhyme with curses because I curse so excessively. I
fuck. Duck.
Shit. Clock. If you keep Cuck. Talking, you're going to get hit. Best not stand. You better sit. Otherwise, I'm going to have a fit.
Okay, so like everything you're saying just is
damn,
completely...
Chris,
holy shit, I'm
shit.
Amazing. That was the best. Why aren't you fuckers clapping? That was amazing.
I'll let our listening audience
you're still not. You're still not clapping. I'm about to throw my headphones down on the ground and take a victory
I'm
lap.
I'm still not clapping at your lousy rapping.
Oh, what?
Oh. All right.
Oh, God. I think, okay, so with the rhyming.
Yes.
It's going to be really hard to hold down a job or go on a date.
All right.
This is what I'm thinking.
What's the penalty if you don't rhyme?
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you just
like
have
an electric shock?
Yeah, it's like when, you know, like Wonder Woman's got her lasso around you and you feel like compelled to rhyme, and if you don't, it's painful. Or whatever.
Okay.
That's the way it was shown in the film anyway.
But like how painful?
Like you gonna rhyme.
Okay.
You're going to find a way to rhyme.
Like it's time to rhyme.
It's rhyme time.
It's rhyme time.
Like Wonder Woman's going to punch you in the dick kind of pain, or?
If Wonder Woman punch you in the dick, like.
If
there'd
Wonder
just
Woman,
be a black hole there.
If,
like,
if
yeah,
Wonder Woman punch
bad.
You in the dick, then you would get sick.
Oh my Christ. You'd be like wearing a dick pancake. It'd be real bad.
Wearing a dick pancake.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do
I'm imagining just the flattening, you know?
Sure. Yeah. I'm not sure what wearing it means. Also,
well,
I prefer...
it would not be entirely attached anymore,
I mean, this is just personal preference, but I prefer dick waffles rather than dick pancakes.
Not when it's because of Wonder Woman's fist, you don't.
Okay, so I'm thinking... Okay.
Yeah, I feel like dick waffles come from more of a stomping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no, I could
Jesus.
See that. I could see that with the tread. Okay, so yeah. I'm thinking... Okay, so just in practical purposes, you could pretend that you're deaf and you can't hear any words that people are speaking and you could still hold a job. I mean, you'd learn sign language, like, be fine.
Wait a bit. Wait. Okay.
What?
This is stretching. This is, like, really stretching the bounds of my memory.
But
one of our very first episodes, my solution was to feign a disability, and I
got
shit for that.
Yeah, that's because that's a bunch of crap. You shouldn't feign a disability. That was the bathroom blindness was one thing, and then, I think it had something to do with hobos. I don't remember.
No, it was poop in a group or bathroom blindness.
Yeah.
And but I remember getting so much crap from you guys because I had the audacity to just...
That's because that's a bunch of bullshit to fake a disability.
Look,
that's what Chris is talking about.
I know. And
okay,
it's a bunch of bullshit.
I have
you just didn't give me time to call him on it.
I have two things. I have two things. Number one, you're not faking a disability because you have basically one third of a disability. You're just faking the other two thirds, right? Second, yes. Second, in the it's been nearly 100 episodes since that. I feel like maybe my bar has lowered a little bit, like or raised. I'm not sure what the I'm not sure which direction it went, but things have gotten a little weird on this podcast in between then and now, and so maybe my opinion has changed. Also, if I remember correctly, you got shit because you would have to pretend you're blind when you're outside of the bathroom in order to get help once you're inside of the bathroom, which you're blind. In this case, I actually can't hear one third of the words. So at all times, I'm not pretending like I can hear when I can't, or vice versa. It's like I'm just a little bit more like, how are you going to explain, like, I'm deaf but only one third of the time, not really. Yeah. Like, how I can't even explain it to you guys. How am I going to explain it to my boss?
Try to explain it in rhymes. Joshua, where do you sit on this?
I think you go with the deafness.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't believe I just called it deafness. But yes, I think you go with one third of a disability.
Oh my Christ, one third of a disability.
Okay, I know I said that, but when it comes from your mouth, it sounds real bad.
I was going to say something super offensive, like, what about the deaf people that are listening right now?
Oh, God.
Inadvertently, then thinking, oh, shit, that's really offensive. So sorry.
Is it not as offensive if we know that there aren't any deaf people listening right now?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
I don't understand these things. You know... I mean, I guess that the way that you guys are going, honestly, it makes more sense. Because the way that my brain works, my first instinct is like, I'll figure out a way to rhyme.
No,
yeah,
you
that's
won't.
Not a problem. I'll fucking figure that shit out. I'm smart.
No, you won't. We just asked you to
won't.
Rhyme. We just
that's
asked you to give us an example. And you were like, no, I can't.
I had a choice. You know, you perform differently under certain and different types of pressure. With that being said, yeah, like I was on a 45-minute phone call today with someone that I had to, you know, not lecture, but I had to give a stern talking to, you know, regarding his performance. And that is not something that I would be able to remain, you know, I wouldn't be able to hold on to my credibility if I was having a conversation like that and I was required to rhyme.
Okay, here's a question.
Here's an answer.
Can we turn the rhyming into faking a disability?
I suppose you can fake a disability with whatever sad thing you've chosen. Why do you ask, Joshua?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I would do the rhyming. Can we make the rhyme be the last two words of every sentence? Like, it's just something you're like, I'm on my way home, Rome. I'll be home at 6, Mix. Like, can we do this? I feel like that's a much easier way to make the rhyming work.
So it seems like more of like an OCD
a weird
type
tick,
thing.
Yeah.
No, that's too easy.
Yeah, I didn't think that would fly.
Yeah.
That's super easy because you could do it like under your breath. Like
I mean, really, the only thing that you can't, you know, find a rhyming word at the end of a sentence with is like orange and purple.
Right. Purple? Purple? You can't rhyme purple?
Nurple.
Purple?
Nurple.
Nurple. Yeah, is nurple's not a fucking word.
So? Have you listened to a rap song lately? Do you know how many not words they say on a regular basis? Like, poetic license. Who cares?
I don't know. No, I don't listen to rap these days.
Poetic Justice. Janet Jackson. Oh, sorry.
Orange, porange, purple, nurple.
Okay, the porange is not a fucking word. Porridge is a word, but porange is not.
Who cares? Wait. Not that this is going to change, because I'm pretty sure I already decided I'm going to fake a disability. But do I have to rhyme words with actual words?
Yeah, they have to be words.
Wow, that's a bunch of bullshit. But that's fine. I mean, I wasn't going to pick it anyway. But that's a bunch of crap. I mean, even people who are professionally paid to rhyme things together to a tune do not always use real words and real rhymes to do so, because it's impossible. And these are people
not impossible. I think they're just lazy.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
If they thought enough about what rhyme they wanted to say, they would find a way to make it rhyme with a real word. Wow. What kind of words are you talking about?
Well, if they thought about it enough to make it work, then they could not do that in conversation without sounding like a complete idiot, because every sentence would take them like 4 minutes to get out.
Yes, yeah. Then maybe what they have to say is not important enough.
Wow. Well, okay. I mean, that's the clincher right there. Like, I can barely spell my name
Function.
On a regular basis. I can't think of all the words that will rhyme. I mean, I'm gonna have to speak like a 5-year-old. Like, the cat in the hat went to bat and then sat.
I would not eat it on a boat. I would not eat it with a goat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to... all my sentences are going to sound like fucking Dr. Seuss, because I can only rhyme one-syllable words. Like, this... No. No, I'm gonna pretend to be deaf. I can still enjoy TV and radio. No one will know. And I'll just get a job and be like, I'm deaf.
You would just walk in and say that.
I'm deaf.
Hey, I'm deaf.
Yeah, and when they're like, why can you hear me? I'm like, sorry, no, I'm deaf.
But it'd be, can you me? Wait, can I hear you? Can I fuck you? What?
Right.
See, that's a big difference right there.
Well, and...
can I punch you?
And here's the thing. I can go, if I pretend to be deaf... God, this is so fucking terrible. If I pretend to be deaf, I can learn how to lip read. And so even though I can't hear what they're saying, they'll be speaking at me because they think I'm deaf, and they'll be enunciating because they think I'm deaf, and I can read their lips... and I'll be able to tell what that third word is. And I'll be like, oh, you want to fuck me. Okay. This seems like a no-brainer. I'm going every third word.
Yeah, every third word. This is super easy.
Yeah, totally. Danielle?
I will also go with every third word, just because the logistics of trying to rhyme like that is going to make my head hurt real bad.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I just don't really, I don't really know if I can handle that. And plus, at my job, when I'm not completely in silence, it's because I'm in an extended conversation with somebody, often over the phone. And being like, oh my God, having to try to, on the fly, try to figure out, It just takes too much planning to know what words you're going to say next. And I'm a person that prefers to fly off the handle. So, you know, this will allow me to continue to do that. I don't know if I will fake a disability.
I'm totally gonna fake 2/3 of a disability. It's gonna be great.
Are you sure 1/3. Fly off the handle was what you were looking for there?
Yeah. Yeah. I like to be able to, you know, really speak from my heart.
Do you know what fly off the handle means?
It's like go crazy.
I think it, well.
It's like going into a rage.
Yeah. It's usually like angry.
I get that way at work sometimes.
For this case, it does not matter.
You've seen me at home with the cats.
Oh, God. Can we just not
talk
about cats?
They don't clean up after themselves. All right. We're good.
Toxo.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed missing words or rhyming words. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at trtpodcast. Did you know if you stop by our Facebook page, you can get early access to next week's episode? Visit us at facebook.com/trtpodcast and be the first to hear our latest. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.